a bisciolo e te va, e te viene sempre a paccalare dal mano bene. Se ci picchia bande, se è paccalare, picchia me.
Hi, this is Gerald Celente, and it's Trends This Week. And what a week this is. What a week for trends. And, of course, last night was the Republican debate on CNN, the Cartoon News Network. Boy, oh, boy. And, of course, it was about foreign policy. Warmongers, every one of them, every one of them. Ah, yes. And how about that Carly Fiorina, huh? You know, I really don't like this pitting gender against gender, race against race, creed against creed. Crazy people come in all genders, races, colors, and creeds. It's not about, oh, if only a woman were in charge or a man was in charge, or a religious person or a color. It's about people. And she is one war hawk, boy, as is Hillary Clinton. I tell you, we got to have a no-fly zone over there in Syria. They're all talking about it. Christy, can you imagine telling another country what they should do as you're legally invading them? And, of course, Carly Fiorina is going to build up that 6 feet bigger, and she's going to build up the missile defense system and aim it right at Russia. Oh, yeah. And they all talk about controlling the internet and how these radical Islamists and all these young people are being swayed into radicalism and using the internet to make it happen. And they all come out with their lines of baloney on how if they're elected, they're going to control this. And we don't care if you're going to lose your freedom. We got to stop these radicals. You don't need the internet. I think, I take that back. I think Attila the Hun, I think he used AccuWeather when he came over the Alps. Yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting that. And Taras Bulba, of course, he was an Instagram fan. And Alexander the Great loved Facebook. What a bunch of kids. What stupidity. And no one, including the prostitutes that ask the questions, why do they hate us? Well, it couldn't be because killed over 1 million people in Iraq on a war based on lies, and there are no war crime tribunals to find out who knew what when. But other people were talking about Saddam Hussein not having weapons of mass destruction nor ties to Al-Qaeda, including Scott Ritter and others. And the lies that came from the toilet paper of record, the New York Times, about how Saddam Hussein was getting them aluminum tubes to make yellow cake. And I guess he had a Betty Crocker recipe. No one was talking about the murder of 1 million Iraqis, the destruction of their country based on lies, and the continuing destruction of it. No one talking about the illegal invasion, overthrow, and massacre of over 30,000 Libyans of a sovereign nation, Gaddafi, who did nothing to any of us, and was the most prosperous nation in Africa. As people live better than any, despite every other people in that region. And of course, with Syria, you know, is the most prosperous area, nation in that area outside of Israel. And people led a very good life on the whole. Again, it's not our business how they deal with each other, but we overthrew that one. Now you have 4 million refugees, 10 million people displaced. None of that was talked about. Nothing about the Afghan war. We got to get that Osama bin Laden, I tell you. The longest war in American history with no end in sight. No one talked about that. All they talk about is more war. Not a peep about peace. Not a peep. And I love this guy... Ben Carson. You know, I'm tired of people using their religion. All these people call themselves Christians. I'm a Christian. I went to Catholic school. Have a perforated middle ear to prove it from this Sister Marie Rosaire. May she rot in hell for beating me up in the fifth grade and then leaving me back. A vicious woman. She had a heart attack in front of me, yelling at me one time. That was the end of her teaching career. That happened in the eighth grade, just before I was ready to get out of there. But anyway, you know, I mean, I was tortured into learning that catechism inside out, upside down, sideways, backwards. What Christ do all these people, Donald Trump calling himself a good Christian and evangelical, little Teddy Cruz always playing the God card. What's his name over there? Little Marco Rubio. Boy, I can't stand that guy. He reminds me of the guy I hated in college and high school that was on the debating team and wanted to be class president. He just spews out a line of baloney that never stops. And each one of these people, the Seventh-day Adventist Carson, all of them playing the Christ card, and all of them talking about more murder. Murder. More murder. And you know what? I could murder more than you, and I have a better system and a more efficient system of murder than you do. And we gotta build our military bigger so we could murder more. Hey, Merry Christmas. Hey, anybody ever hear of the Prince of Peace? How about these pieces of crap? That's all that comes out of their mouth. Christmas time. Hey, guys, remember that one? Yeah, the Prince of Peace. And all they do is talk about is radical Islamic terrorism and on and on and on. And this Teddy Cruz, he used the term bad guys. We got to get the bad guys. We got to get the bad guys. He used it at least, I was counting, I think I got it up to six times. We got to get the bad guys. You see, none of these guys are fighters. Because fighters don't talk like these guys. I had my own school. I used to teach close combat for many years. Been a martial arts practitioner some 30 years. Real fighters don't want to fight. And they don't talk like these guys. Because when you know how to fight, you try to avoid it at any cost. It's not that you're not going to do it if you have to. You don't want to do it because, number one, you never know how it's going to end. And you could kill somebody or somebody could kill you. So you let the little stuff go by. You try not to make that happen. And then when you get to events like what's going on in the world, you stay away from that as well, because you know that can spiral out of control. And as we're looking at what we're moving into 2016, it's very reminiscent of moving into World War I. We had a bunch of stupid people starting a war that was totally avoidable. And they destroyed Europe just at a time when it was blooming. Destroyed it. Killed millions for nothing. For nothing. And now you have the same thing. Christie, that little fat boy talking tough. Guy couldn't fight his way anywhere. A little girl of a boy. Every one of them. And Donald Trump always talking tough. He went to military school. When I was a kid growing up, when you didn't behave, they used to threaten to send you to military school. We used to hear it all the time from my parents. You know, stop this, we're going to send you to military school. But of course, he avoided the Vietnam War draft. He had a spur on his ankle, but he can't remember which one or where. But again, I avoided it too, but not because I was against the war. I was a kid. I didn't know any better. I just couldn't imagine myself in a foreign country with a lot of weight on my back, walking through rice paddies, my gun over my head, and getting shot at. So all these people that talk tough and about war, no solutions for peace. And with peace comes prosperity. It was a disgusting spectacle. No one talks about it. Yep. And Bush, well, a little clown he is. Yeah, he's great. Great that Saddam Hussein is gone. He, you know, he's happy as can be. These people weren't bothering any of us. Their countries were stabilized. And now they're in total chaos because the United States overthrew them. Yep. And Christie talking tough. I mean, what a joke. What a joke. Put up a no-fly zone. And we would demand one. He'd demand one. You put a no-fly zone over Jersey and keep that guy over there. Hey, you stop anybody from going over the bridge lately? Christie? Remember that one? This little boy closed down the George Washington Bridge to punish a guy that wouldn't vote for him and wants to start a war. And the crowd applauds it every weak line. Yep. Everybody. And all of them, by the way. Little kids. They all got their American flag on. And they're all dressed in red, white, and blue. It's like freak show. A freak show, the presidential reality show. Build a bigger military, a bigger navy, a bigger air force, more Marines. None of these guys serve. They'll send your kids to go fight and die. Hey, how many, what is it, 22 vets are committing suicide each day. An estimated 50. Attempt it. And these guys want more of it. And nobody talks out against it. Yeah. Great that Saddam Hussein is gone. Rand Paul, by the way, was the only one talking a bit of peace. But he, you know, he kind of backed down too. And then the misinformation that Iran is winning in Yemen. You know, just stupid junk. The Saudis started this war, launched it from the United States on March 26th. The Saudi ambassador from Washington, D.C. announced the attack on Yemen. And now they're blaming it on Iran. And the stupid people will buy it. You know, because they buy the line. And they have no facts to back them up. Well, on to some other information and other news. Of course, today's the big day coming up soon. Will the Federal Reserve raise interest rates? Dun, da, da, da. And if they do, what will happen? Well, it's expected they'll only raise them 25 basis points. Won't make much of a difference here or there. But it will make a difference in those countries over there. Yeah, over there. Over there, send the word over there. Yeah, the Yanks are coming. Yep, that was another war. I forgot that one, huh? World War I started to you by... Yeah, six words that destroyed America. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banks. The Princeton guy. That's right, Woodrow Wilson. That war was almost over when he got us into it. That's the same sellout that gave us the Federal Reserve, too, in 1913, in the preamble to the war. And again, no foreign entanglements, honor the founding fathers. So going back to the markets, the emerging markets, just to put this into context, what happened was when the Federal Reserve started their quantitative easing scheme, they flooded the world with cheap money called hot money. So capital flowed out of the United States into these very emerging countries that were selling a lot of their raw materials to China, because China was growing back then. So now what's going to happen is that as the economy slowed down, and now you're looking as we're speaking of Brent crude, for example, not doing so well these days. We're looking at numbers that nobody would have ever thought of before when we saw that going back, for example, in June of 2014, we had a barrel of Brent going for about $115 a barrel. As we speak, it's down to 37. That's right. It's around $37 a barrel. You're looking at West Texas, 36, narrowing the gap too, by the way. So what does this mean? Go back to the emerging markets. Commodity prices now are down to 16-year lows. All this hot money went into these commodity-rich nations that were selling their product to China as China was booming. China was buying up 40, 50% of this stuff. Now, as commodity prices are sinking, China's slowing down, they're not selling stuff, you're looking at them having to pay back what they borrowed. So the trillions of dollars that flowed into emerging markets, partly as a result of the monetary easing, called quantitative easing from the United States, and because of the buildup in China, so the markets were growing. Now, just as they got this cheap money, they have to pay it back as the Fed is tightening with raising interest rates, which means that their currencies are declining against the Fed, against the dollar. So now they have to pay it back with more of their money, of which they don't have. So you're going to start seeing a global recession, the likes of which we've never seen before. And by the way, that has to do with our upcoming conference that we're having down in Naples on January 10th to 16th, prepare for 2016. Because each day, myself and other institute analysts are going to lead presentations on these trends in the emerging markets and geopolitics and economics, investment, and other opportunities, because that's what you're going to have to seize, the opportunities to avoid the dangers. And the opportunities, of course, are going to be in aging and health, entertainment, new media, and much, much more. So these sessions are going to cover investing in these economically uncertain times. And not only economically uncertain, but geopolitically, it's really, really it's a fragile time. This may be the war that, you know, they asked Albert Einstein, what weapons will be used to fight the Third World War? And he said, I don't know. He said, but I do know that they'll use sticks and stones to fight the Fourth World War. And that's what we risk, is that kind of a world war. If we let the mad men and women lead us to it, and if when you watched the debate again last night, that's all it was, madness. Madness, madness, madness. All speaking war. Hypocrites. I'm sick of them playing, as I said, the God card. They all, I'm holier than thou. Amen, brother. Oh, and it's Marco Rubio when they talk about immigration. You know, my parents were immigrants. Hey, jerk. So are most Americans. You got it? I'm tired of them playing the Cuban card, the God card, and they're better than everybody else. They're all liars and hypocrites. If you're going to talk about Christ, do it with respect and stop using his name in vain. Prince of Peace, Christmas time. Oh, you're not allowed to say Christmas. Sorry, it went from Christmas to Xmas to Happy Holidays. I forgot. So why should they mention Christ? Yep. So going back to the economy, and you can see where this is going, it's going down. You're looking at manufacturing way off. But again, there were opportunities. And I have to speak about one of them. You know, I don't believe in patriotism of waving the flag and you know, and pledging allegiance to it. I don't do that. I'm not un-American. I'm more American than any of those guys. I honor the Constitution and the Bill of Rights as they want to rob it from us by taking away our freedoms, our freedom of speech, and on and on. And then government intruding on us, robbing us our Fourth Amendment, Second Amendment, all our rights. So I'm more American than they are, but I'm an American patriot. I put my money in America. This country is big enough to be self-sustaining. That's our only way out, and that's one of the big trends for 2016. A self-sustaining economy. It's more than buying local. It's buying American. You think we're smart enough, as I mentioned before, to make our own shirts, shoes, computers, toothbrushes, products? Maybe we have to import apples from China? I mean, come on. So we can be a self-sustaining economy. And that's our answer out. Because what happened was, when this was destroyed, and I mentioned manufacturing is down again. It's way down. We've lost, thanks to, since Slick Willie Clinton gave us NAFTA, this country has lost 5 million manufacturing jobs. Since Obama did sign that just recently signed that treaty with South Korea, we were going to gain 70,000 jobs. We lost 75,000 already. So with a self-sustaining economy, when you go back to why you had a middle class, and by the way, you saw the new numbers, now the middle class in America is a minority, because manufacturing jobs paid wages where people could live on a living wage and have a middle class society if they didn't have a higher education. That's gone now. So what I want to see is a self-sustaining economy. And again, it can happen. It's just up to us to demand it happen. If Bill Clinton could sell us out with NAFTA, if George Bush could take us to two wars and launch the war on terror, if Obama and Hillary Clinton could overthrow Gaddafi and Assad has to go, you think you have anything to say about anything in life? Or do you think these people are better than you are? And there's nobody behind the scenes doing it. What you see is what it is. If you don't believe me, go to our website, trendsresearch.com. Go to the conference page. And you'll see Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Treasury Secretary, under Ronald Reagan, a man inside the White House, could bring in the director of the CIA and question him under oath, which he did, telling him of what was going on back then. And how Reagan did not want to win the Cold War. He wanted to end it. And he did. And the neocons tried to sabotage it. So what you see is what it is. And you're part of this, unless you think of yourself as just being, you know, just one of the sheeple and powerless. The power is with the people. Revolutions start with only a handful. The rest will follow, and some will never follow, and some will never even tune in. So the future is in our hands, and that's a lot of what the conference coming up is about, preparing for 2016, finding the golden opportunities, and also what to do to de-escalate the geopolitical tensions that are rising. And the voices that are rising for more of it. Again, that debate last night, it was a game show. I mean, the whole setup is a game show. And you got 60 seconds to answer the question and 30 seconds to respond. You know, beat the clock. It's even set up like a game show. And again, all these little boys and girls in their red, white, and blue. Jeez, disgusting. So going back to the economy, we could see where it's going. The only thing that these low interest rates have done is build big businesses bigger, mergers and acquisitions, stock buybacks. But with these mergers and acquisitions comes opportunity, because the bigger they get, the less products they sell. They get rid of the ones that they're not making enough money on, and they're losing inventiveness and not discovering new ones, just trying to make a buck and keep their balance sheets above where they need to be because their margins are so thin. So those are the golden opportunities that are going to come about in 2016 that a lot of people are missing. But we're going to be talking about them at the upcoming conference, preparing for 2016 in Naples, Florida, January 10th to 16th. And of course, if you want to register, you could do so by going online. You go to our website, trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com. You'll see all the information there about the conference coming up. Or call 845-331-3500, 845-331-3500. Ask to speak to Taryn Clark, and she'll give you more information. And, of course, we have the Trends Journal. We just launched our top trends for 2016. I can tell you, you won't read what we're putting out anywhere. And I'm not saying that because it's our magazine. It's a fact. It's history before it happens. When you look at the top trends of last year, you look at the top ones that we have this year, you put them together, you're going to see what is, what was, and what's going to be in a format and in a context that you cannot simply find anywhere else on the planet. The Trends Journal, it's history before it happens, and history is coming up very quickly on us now. We can see where things are heading. It doesn't look good at all. You even look at the markets today. You know, they were way up, and you know, now they cut their gains down to just about nothing. The markets are flat, and you know, they were way up. And you look, for example, the NASDAQ, it's trading now where it was basically in 2000. That's right. We're 15 years later, essentially. 15 years later, they talk about this great tech boom. The NASDAQ is trading at 5,000. That's where it was in March of 2000. And by the way, you go back to our Trends Journal, October 1999, we warned that by the second quarter of 2000, the dot-com bubble will burst, and now we're warning about the Great Recession. And it's coming up. It's going to be upon us soon. And we'll be talking more and more about this at the upcoming conference in Naples, Florida, this coming January 10th to 16th. And to tell you more about it is Luann. Where's Luann? Hello? Okay. We're waiting for Luann to come on here. Well, anyway, I guess she'll be showing up shortly. But, or for all. Okay. So moving on to some other trends that we're going to be talking about in the upcoming presentation, they're going to be, these aren't dry PowerPoint lectures. They're packed with insights and actionable information that you simply won't find anywhere else. And we're going to be providing what you, when I say you won't find anywhere else, we're going to be giving you the how-tos on how do you identify trends? What is a trend? You know, when I began this business in 1980, I called it the Socioeconomic Research Institute of America. You know why? Because when I used to tell people I forecast trends back in 1980, they say, oh, what do? Music trends? Oh, fashion trends? No. You look at geopolitics, economics, environmental, social, political. So that's what we're going to be showing you. And I couldn't call it trends back then because people didn't understand it. And guess what? People still don't. What they call trends and trending are mostly fads. You're going to find out the real trends, how you can identify them, how you can spot them, how you can analyze them and profit from them. You're going to get what you can't find in any university or college. They have history classes, but nobody teaches you how to look ahead. They only teach you how to look back. We're going to show you how to look ahead and stay ahead. Is Luann on yet?
I am here.
Ah, hello, Luann.
I love that word, actionable information. That's a nice phrase. I'm going to start using that.
It's yours.
Thank you. Yeah, so I just wanted to jump in here. What an exciting group of people in your audience, Gerald. I'm having a great time interviewing people, and yes, everyone should get interviewed. Some people are coming from Gary's audience. A lot of people are coming from your audience. Just the nicest people. This is the event if you're looking to gather like-minded people who have passion, who have drive, who are excited about coming together and being with you and some of your amazing speakers. Gary Null will be there. So it's going to be just one of those very unique once-in-a-lifetime experiences. And again, I love quoting from the Spring 2015 Trends Journal that you did on anti-aging. People want an authentic experience with personal meaning. That is what drives people. I just love that piece. So, yeah, this is what we're doing. These aren't the people that are happy to be subservient and passive. They're not the people who just are looking from guidance to do what they're supposed to do, to stay in line. These are the people that want to be prepared to actualize positive change once they have knowledge. These are the people that want to get real about what's happening in their world. They want to learn how to be strong and resilient. They want to learn about sustainability. And, of course, they want to have some fun, because we're going to have some fun. It's about developing your warrior energy. And I'm not talking about, you know, getting out there and being aggressive and beating people up. I'm talking about how to be focused, strong, have mental clarity. And you need to have physical strength, environmental strength, emotional strength, and mental strength. That's what this is about, otherwise known as self-responsibility. So this is going to be just an amazing event. I'm so looking forward to getting down there. And if people want some information, they can actually call me if they'd like. I'd be happy to go over the information with them. I'm going to give out my number today, Gerald, if that's okay with you.
Oh, please, yeah.
It's 631-504-6198. That's 631-504-6198. I'm here to give you the information. We'll talk about what it's going to mean for you. We need to make sure it's the right match for you. Because there's always people that are just their victim mentality, they're pessimistic, they hear all the negative things going on in the world, and they lose their whole identity to all the negative things going on. Those aren't the kind of people that we're inviting to this event. We're inviting people that are thriving and striving to live their highest potential. People that want to experience real bliss. They want to connect with nature. There's going to be gardens, an opportunity to really just kick back and relax. We have animals. Oh, my God, we have these little pot-bellied pigs. They play you like a fiddle, though, these pigs. They're very smart, but they're adorable, and they love to be hugged and loved. And we have birds. There are black swans, white swans. We have peacocks that roam the grounds. We have about 35 peacocks and their little babies wandering around all day long, following you around and opening up their feathers. There are aviaries all over the property, formal gardens, a bamboo garden, a Japanese bamboo garden. If you've never experienced something like this, this is the time. And what better time to start the new year in a warm climate with fun people that are going to help you be your absolute best. this is the opportunity. So give me a call at 631-504-6198, but wait till I'm off the air, because otherwise I'm just going to have bleeps while I'm talking here. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. It'd be great.
Yeah, and again, you know, there's so many dimensions to this, in the sense that, as I said, we're going to show people. I mean, I've been doing this since 1980. As I said, you can't go to any college, any university in the United States or around the world that teaches trend forecasting. Could you imagine that? You have all these people that have degrees in history. You can learn history basically on your own by reading. You don't have to go to school to learn that. Sorry, there are enough books out there, well written. You don't need somebody to lay it out for you. Maybe when you're a kid in grammar school, yeah, okay, you know, you could have a little instruction. But you don't need to have history courses in college. You could learn it on your own. The books, the material, whether it's software or old-fashioned books, more than you could ever, ever, ever digest in a lifetime. But not a word about the future. Not a word when you go to school, how the current events are forming future trends. Not a word to tell you how what the actions that are taken now, what the consequences will be later. You know, Luann, all these people I was mentioning before on this presidential reality show, they're all talking tough. They're all talking more war. You know, I know, actually, there's a cabinet position that should be filled that does not exist. And it should be for the Secretary of Trends and Consequences.
I love it.
Because no one is looking at the consequences of their actions. And it goes back to this, what you were talking about. This is really a holistic, in the truest terms, of a retreat and a seminar, in that you are who you are because of decisions that you've made in your life. And you didn't get here by just, you know, getting there on its own. It was because of actions and inactions that we've taken. And that this is a holistic seminar retreat, in the sense that it's to build the body, mind, and spirit in the richest ways possible. And, you know, people say, you know, that I predict the future. Nobody can predict the future. You know, you can't do it. You know, there's too many wild cards. Again, we're all doing what we're doing because of decisions that we've made. And then there are the wild cards. There are the accidents. There are the unforeseens. There are the, whether it's a natural disaster or a human one, you don't know what's, you just can't, you don't know. Or else you don't know what's, schemes undreamed of that were never done before that are going to happen now. So when you talk about the economy, for example, and today, of course, is going to be the big day, you know, they're going to tell us how much they're going to raise interest rates. There's never been such a thing as negative interest rates. There's never been such a thing as zero interest rate policy. There's never been a thing such as quantitative easing. So those are the wild cards. But then there are the cards that you can play, the rest of the deck. And that's what we're going to be playing. We're going to be playing the deck that you have, that's been dealt to you, and that you can really, really make smart moves with. And that's what makes this seminar so different, and a retreat, that nowhere, any place, again, anybody, listeners out there, show me trend forecasting being taught in universities and colleges, and if they do have a course, they'll call it futurism or something. They're empty little nothing courses. They don't count, because there's a whole science behind trend forecasting, and we're going to show you what it is. So when you integrate this into the mind and body elements of this retreat, it's truly a once-in-a-lifetime.
So we're going to be like in the inner circle here. We're going to get the inside information. And at the same time, we're going to be having fun. We've got some great excursions planned. We're going to be doing yoga and meditation. We're going to be learning about sprouting and how to have, how to grow your own vegetables. So we're going to also get you physically fit. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to be doing Olympic training. No, everyone exercises at their own level. We have John Q coming down, and he's just amazing. He's going to be teaching art as healing classes. And we have Celia coming down, and she's going to be doing some training on people, some personal training. So it's kind of like an all-around week for people to sculpt their bodies, burn some calories, get their heads on straight, be real clear about what's happening, what they want to do, where they're going. And we're going to give you real practical, hands-on, healthy daily routines to take home with you. While you go, you're going to probably leave with a whole new mindset. And people are already coming with a positive, enthusiastic mindset. So imagine gathering all of these like-minded people. You know, there's strength in numbers, Gerald. We've said it all along. It takes a small group of amazing people to make a lot of positive changes. So we have an opportunity here to pull together, and it's going to be a blast. I think we have a couple of testimonials from one of the last retreats lined up. Let's give a listen.
Were you diagnosed with end-stage multiple sclerosis?
Yes, I was diagnosed with MS 23 years ago.
23 years, mm-hmm. And it's progressively gotten worse.
It's got worse in the last 13 years.
Okay. In the last 13 years, were you given any hope that somehow this would slow down or improve or you get better?
No.
All right.
I was told by my neurologist some years ago, when he saw me walking with a crutch, he says, "You're still walking, you'll soon be on a wheelchair." And I'm still, for the last 8 years, I'm still walking with my walker.
Okay. When you came here, coming from an Orthodox family background of all doctors, were you able to bend your knees?
No, I couldn't bend my knees when I walked in here.
How long had your knees been frozen stiff?
It's been like this for about 5 years now.
5 years.
Mm-hmm.
When you went from your room to the dining room, which is about 200 feet, did you have to have Charles lift up and put down each foot, right foot, left foot, right foot, left foot?
That's right. That's what we did the first day when I got here. And he had to help me, and I was very excited to have somebody around to help me for the few time they were going to be here.
When you were walking with the crutch, the walker, and Charles lifting and putting down
that's
your feet.
That's right.
And your cousin assisting you on the side.
That's it.
How many times did you have to stop in that walk?
Oh, many times I had to stop. I can't remember exactly how many times, but Shane was very sweet of him to make sure there was a chair for me to sit down because I was so weak on my legs.
Okay. Now it's 3 weeks have passed. Yesterday, in front of everyone, did you by yourself, with no assistance, stand up out of your chair?
Yes, that's right.
And with no cane or walker, were you able to lift your knees up and down in the air?
That's right. That's correct.
Were you able to take some steps unassisted, no cane or walker, towards me?
That's right. That's exactly what I did.
So you came without being able to move a leg, with no knee movement at all. You couldn't raise a foot. Your feet were swollen. Are your feet swollen?
That's right. But I've been having this swollen legs for many, many months now back in South Africa. And since I've come here, I don't have any swelling.
You also had bowel problems. Do you have bowel problems now?
No, I don't have it at all.
Okay.
Well, I had bowel movements from home, but it's done so much good for me with all the right, correct food that I've been eating here.
Did you think you would ever be able to stand alone and take a step?
No, I didn't think I would be able to do that.
Did anyone in the medical community say that it was possible?
No.
How are you going to approach your doctors? And right beside you, you have a physician who saw this. You also had a physician, an oncologist, from Pittsburgh, one of America's foremost oncologists here.
That's right.
She sat with people who had terminal cancer.
Yes.
And who were making improvements.
Yes.
What did she say? Because you two were speaking.
Well, when I spoke to her, she was here, I told her about my illness, But when she got the news that I'm doing so well since she last had seen me, she was very excited and happy for me.
Do you believe that your medical community will pay attention to what you've done when you go home and you're the only person that I know of who's had end-stage multiple sclerosis could actually regain their ability to stand unassisted and walk?
I think they're all going to be surprised and shocked and excited for me because they're all good friends of my late husband who I lost 6 months ago. So they'll be very excited to see that I had this progress.
How do you feel today?
I'm very pleased with myself. I'm glad that I met a person like Gary who's given me a lot of encouragement on my health. And I hope in the future I'd like to come back to his next retreat to see if I can have much more improvement than what I have now.
Remember, you're the one who made the improvement.
Yes.
Never give that power to anyone else or mm-hmm. credit mm-hmm. because you're the one who had to make the change.
That's right. That's true.
Have you seen other people change?
Yes, I did quite a few others change as well. Not in my illness, but other illnesses that have been taking place here. I've seen others who have improved their quality of life as well.
And yet when you arrived, I said, I'm not a doctor. I'm not here to diagnose or treat anyone. We're here to focus upon the exchange of negative energy for
that's
positive
right.
energy.
That's
do you understand what that means now?
I do.
Good. Well, we wish you all the best when you
thank
go back
you.
To South Africa.
I'd like to thank Gary and I'd like to thank Luann as well. They've been so kind to me. And of course, the group of friends that I've had met here, giving me excellent treatment out here. It's been like being at home in South Africa. I've been here for 3 weeks and I've had an excellent stay out here. Thank you. Bye.
So that's what it's about. It's about exchanging negative energy for positive energy. That's the kind of stuff that goes on at these retreats. Now, this retreat has a little bit of a different focus because we have Gerald there and we have all of the wonderful speakers you're going to be bringing in. That's what makes this a completely unique experience for people. We have never had a retreat, Gerald, where we've had you and the speakers you're bringing down. It's going to be like nothing we've done before. So I'm excited about it. I'm really looking forward to it. People can give me a call if they want more information, 631-504-6198. That's 631-504-6198. Give me a call. I'll be happy to give you all the information that you need so you can make a good choice. And we're looking forward to seeing all of Gerald's audience down there with us.
And also, Luann, if they want to see what it's all about and read more about it, they could go to Retreat, R-E-T-R-E-A-T, retreat.trendsresearch, retreat.trendsresearch.com. And there's a wonderful site there that you could learn more about it and get more information about it and give Luann a call. Because,
excellent.
Again, there's nothing like this. And, you know, Gary said something interesting, too, in that interview when he said to the woman, basically, that she's really responsible for this, you know, her success in that, you know, she did the work. She made it happen. You know, what Gary and the rest of the people have done is gave her the tools, but she used them. And that's what this is really about. We're going to provide the tools. But I guess there was a great quote by Gurdjieff, you know, I'll supply the leather, but you have to make the shoes. And that's really what it comes down to. And it was made very, Gary said it in a very nice way. So we're going to provide the leather in so many different ways, and people are going to have to make the shoes. And as you said, too, you know, we're a bunch of, it's open-minded people that want more positive things in life. And I keep repeating that wonderful, wonderful quote by Samuel Adams. And to me, it should resonate in everyone's mind. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. And when you look, for example, at this presidential reality show, and you look at the minority of them, and we're not a tireless minority, we're really an active majority. We just haven't put our energies in a focused manner to make that happen. They're the minorities. They're a little freak show of entitled little boys and girls with bad attitudes that want to tell you how to live your life and the best way to do it. And it's up to us to make the changes. And that change could happen. This could be the launch pad at the upcoming conference in Naples, Florida, January 10th to 16th, that not only brings about the change within ourselves to make ourselves stronger physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and again, not on the religious sense, but on the inner sense and the greater sense in spirituality, but also as a launch point to start moving this country that we have so much to be thankful for in a more positive direction. As I always say, my blood is Italian, but my heart's American. I could never be me if I was born anywhere else. I would have been locked into their systems. The freedom of what we had that we're now losing. You saw yesterday with this thing in L.A., where 640,000 kids, they closed down school. They're selling fear and hysteria, robbing us of our rights. You can't go to the museum down the city, and they open my trunk up in the car. What, are you kidding me or what? I was up in Hudson at Christmas walk 2 weeks ago, this tiny little town in upstate New York. They come out with German shepherds, and they're going into the garbage can sniffing out bombs. Merry Amazing. Christmas, Christmas walk. What, are you kidding me? Oh, yeah, Al-Qaeda got Hudson right on their sights. Or is it Al-Nusra? Maybe it's Al Capone. These guys are out of their minds. And their people are letting them rob us of our rights. You should have seen these guys. I'm talking to a friend over there. They come up with this little German shepherd. The dog's pulling this guy around. They had to lift the dog up to make him sniff out the garbage cans. And go, stand back, stand back. Can you imagine talking to me like that one-on-one? Take off your gun and your uniform, Junior. Who are you talking to? And everybody's bowing down. Oh, they're protecting us. You never know what will happen. So this is a conference for people of courage. Courage to find the best within themselves and do something with it to make the best that we can have and really make this country the land of opportunity it once used to be and the land of freedom and democracy. When you listen to that presidential reality show, every freak out there just about wants to rob us of our rights. Oh, Hillary Clinton talking at the Council of Foreign Affairs last week? Well, people better get over it, essentially, if we have to take more of their Fourth Amendment rights away from them. So it's really up to us to change it. And that's what this is. This is more than just a conference. This is a conference of courage in the strongest meaning.
Gerald, they're conditioning us to live in fear so that we crave security. And it was Dwight D. Eisenhower that said, if you want total security, go to prison. There you're fed, clothed, and given medical care and so on. The only thing that's lacking is freedom. And that's what we stand for. We want to get back to what the Constitution was made for. We've totally ignored and bastardized our own document like that, and it's time to make some changes. And we're the people that are going to do it. If you want to be part of that, give me a call, 631-504-6198. That's 631-504-6198. Give us a call.
Yes, and of course you could go to our website, trendsresearch.com. You see the conference right up there. Just click onto it, trendsresearch.com, and you'll see how beautiful it is, what you'll be getting in detail as well. And again, the Trends Journal just came out, and we have our top trends of 2016 that you won't find anywhere else, any place, anyhow. And again, when you put it all together, this is a year coming up that's going to be a real game changer. It's going to be a game changer for the people that want to change it for the best and for the people that just remain passive, sit back, and wait for things to happen. It's not going to be a happy ending, I could tell you that, because I've never seen things unravel the way they are now or take a direction that's so clear that's not heading in a very good one. So it's up to us to make the changes within ourselves. And if you love this country for what it's given you and feel as though you want to give something back, you know, this is the time to do it or to consider doing it. And again, it's going to be a retreat and a seminar, the likes of which you will not find anywhere else. Again, current events form future trends. Just look what's going on around us. And again, on the financial end, and we do a lot of geopolitics and economics as well, this is a very big day. Tune into what's going on. You know, trend. We do trends in the news, by the way, each weekday night. And the trends today are very big and very important. We're seeing oil hitting, you know, lows that nobody ever thought would have happened. Commodity prices around the world are at 16-year lows. You have inflation running at over 200% in Venezuela. You have Brazil going into a recession that's borderlining on depression. You have waves of people leaving bombed-out countries as refugees, and human waves of migrants leaving countries that were resource-rich that are now getting poor, looking to find another place to make a buck. A lot's going on. And if you want to stay on top of the news and ahead of the trends, not only the Trends Journal, which you can get at trendsresearch.com, but prepare for 2016 in a serious and meaningful way by attending the conference January 10th to 16th in Naples, Florida. And Luann, could you give them your telephone number again?
Surely, 631-504-6198. That's 631-504-6198. And just give the website once more, because that's a great site for people to see where they're going to be going.
TrendsResearch.com, TrendsResearch.com. Just click on that conference. It's right up there, Gary Null Conference, and it'll give you more and more information about it. And again, you'll see all the other work we do as well to give you a full view of what Trends are really about. Again, there's nothing like this. There's no magazine like it. There's no information like it. And I'm not saying it in a way that's bragging. We have the credentials to back it up. I've been a trend forecaster since 1980. I'm the author of national bestsellers such as Trends 2000. It's really history before it happens. When you read that book that was written in 1996, for example, and you pick it up now, it's exactly what's going on in so many ways. And by the way, something that people should really tune into that we're going to be talking about is this whole movement toward virtual reality. It's going to open up a whole new world for negatives and positives. Right now, they're only playing the game show element on it. The video games and entertainment. But it's going to expand into a much broader realm. That's it.